yourself?
Hi, everyone. My name's Gonzo or Gonzalo. Both are fine. I'm kind of on the Gonzalo coming back wave at the moment.
Yeah, I'm into that too.
So my name's Gonzalo. I have the show right after ACs, and we're good friends, and so sometimes we go on each other's shows and we hang out, and that's my shtick. Hi.
But yeah, this is both of our first show of our senior year.
Nightmare.
I was going to be like, so how are we feeling about that? We don't have to get into that. We can just play some music.
We can get into it. Okay, yeah. I don't have a job, and the real world is coming up in a year.
Real world is terrifying.
But it's okay. We're going to figure it out.
Exactly. We will figure it out. And I believe in us.
Mm-hmm. I have so much faith. Yeah. How do you feel about senior year?
Right now I'm feeling excited about the, school part of senior year. Mm-hmm. I'm really liking my classes right now. Good. I'm taking 3 psych courses and then a really cool history of African American music class.
Ooh.
And then what's the last one? Poetry. Which is actually really fun so far. Normally, I don't really love poetry too much, but one of my best friends was taking it, and then a lot of people that I'm close with were like, oh my gosh, you have to take it with this one professor. And turns out that was a section that my friend was already going to take.
Oh, good.
So I was like, okay, it was either that or creative writing fiction, which I've heard is also lovely, but poetry, I'm really liking it so far.
Yeah.
Lots of fun. Yeah.
Creative writing fiction seems like a lot of writing.
Yeah.
And poetry also, but
it's a little shorter. Definitely for someone with, an engineering adjacent major, I think that my writing skills are pretty good for that.
Right. You also are an engineering major, right?
Yeah. Engineering. Right. I'm not SOE.
You're engineering psych?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. So I can write, but I'd rather do something a little more creative.
Yeah.
But it's kind of cool because a lot of people in the class, we had to go around and say why we want to take the class, what we hope to get out of it. And a lot of people were like, I am in what I consider to be an interesting major, but the writing is really boring and dull.
Mm-hmm.
We were all we can crank out a technical paper in an hour, but I used to love writing and now I hate it. So now they want to refine the passion.
Yeah.
And, that is so me. Yeah. I feel that so much.
Yeah. That's so nice.
Talking about the going into the real world part of senior year. Yeah. That, I'm in this advanced engineering psych class right now, and we just had someone from the Career Center come to chat with us.
Oh, that's nice.
About, how to use all their resources. So feeling ready for that.
Yeah.
Not excited, but
ready.
It'll happen.
And that's what's important.
Exactly. It's just, letting things happen.
You gotta let things happen.
Exactly, yeah. We're also both on the crew team.
Oh,
I'm just doing long intros
Long intro. Why not?
For sure.
We're on here for 2 hours also, so you guys.
Fine.
Crew's awesome. I love crew.
It's really fun.
I'm having a lot of fun right now. I was so over crew a year ago from where we are now. I'm real glad that it's a part of my life here. It's so
sweet.
So lovely.
Yeah.
To be able to I think the team, both of our teams are great.
They really are.
They really are. And it's nice that our teams are friends.
Because I've heard that there were times where our teams were not friends.
Yeah, like our freshman year. It's nice. I like hanging out with everyone.
Yeah, it's been great. Super fun.
Fun.
Do we want to get into some music?
Yeah, let's get into some music.
Yeah.
What you got right now? You got first song.
I think I'm going to play Bad Behavior. It's an Austin Mills song, but features Remy Wolf. It is really good. I was listening to Remy Wolf's Tiny Desk concert before I came over here. I didn't totally finish it, but, I love it. I think she's just such a great performer. Gonzalo and I actually saw her live years back.
Yeah. Was that freshman year for sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Was that our first concert together, or was that post-Somersault?
I think that might have been our first concert together.
First concert together.
So I think Somersault was like later into freshman year. I forgot about that.
Somersault was so much fun.
Fun, but a little weird.
It was a little weird. It was it was in the Crystal Ballroom. It was super weird.
Which you know can be great a fun time. Great venue. But the first opener was really great, and then the second one was so bad. She like left the stage halfway through. There must have been something going on, and I felt bad.
I felt really bad.
There was like no one in there was into it. And when you're in a venue that small, like if people aren't feeling the music, like it's tense.
Tough. It's tough. It was really tense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, Remy Wolf.
I've been into I don't know, really like upbeat poppy music. I feel like, you know, big topic of conversation in the music world these days is how people are, you know, giving into their pop guilty pleasures. And I am so here for it.
Sabrina,
I think that
Carpenter.
Yeah. Because you know what? It shouldn't be a guilty pleasure.
It shouldn't
just
be.
Because it should just be good. I am here on WMFO.
Espresso's the perfect pop song. I'll say it. I'll say it. I'm going to say it.
Okay, so I'm going to play the song, and then we're going to come back, and we're gonna have a discussion about that.
Yeah, okay.
All right, well, here is Bad Behavior. This is Austin Mills with Remy Wolf. Enjoy. Song just makes me want to dance.
That hit
so
hard.
Good.
Wow, that was excellent.
I
Yeah, a little dance party. A little dance party in the studio.
I know. I mean, like, still in the seats. You know,
Yeah. You know how, like moms dance when they drive?
Yeah.
You know, you put on the song that, like, white people love. Like, yeah. Like, Mr. Brightside comes on, yeah. and you just got the hips and the shoulders and everything. Yeah.
I do love that song.
It's a great song. yeah, it's all about the car seat mom dancing. That's the tag. That's the move.
That's the test of a good song. So before we played that song,
yeah,
which was That Behavior
by
Austin Mills and Remy Wolf, we were talking a little bit about Sabrina Carpenter. Yeah. Well, you shared a hot take.
I Espresso is the perfect pop song, and I'm going to say it.
Can you give us
absolutely.
I don't know, like some more thoughts on that.
I think, it is the right balance of, like, it's got a great, like, the lyrics are hysterical. Like, if you look at the lyrics are so funny. They are super well written, mm-hmm. very well performed. I think everything about the song is just catchy. It's just, like, begging for your attention.
That's a really good way to put
like,
it.
It's just, like, really, like, it, you really want to listen. Like, I find that, like, when I, like, I like listen to it like a lot and over the course of like 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
Because again, it's asking for my attention, and with music, sometimes I give in.
that's not giving in. That's, you know,
again, indulging in pop guilty pleasures. I think there's just something about the song that like really just like nobody's going to be upset when it comes on.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Nobody's going to be like, oh, like maybe like after it gets like overplayed at some point,
yeah.
like maybe, but like there's always room for that song, and kind of whatever, if you're like listening to pop music, there's room for that song,
yeah,
which is like really interesting, because I mm-hmm. think there's a lot of pop music that doesn't fall into that category.
But
it's, I don't know, it's fun. I like it a lot.
And you know, there's also the discussion of like, okay, like, is recession pop coming back? But you know, that's not for us to we're not econ majors.
No.
I'm here to listen to some music and go dance.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree with everything that you're saying, and I also feel like that could all be applied to the Chapel Roan of it all.
Oh yeah.
I'm a big Chapel Roan fan.
Yeah, she's definitely great.
Yeah. For, you know, not to like toot my own horn, but like for a while now.
You did actually, you were my first introduction to Chapel Roan, either going to or coming back from Clemson last year. For folks who are listening, the rowing teams go mm-hmm. to Clemson for our spring training trip.
Yes.
And there are a couple hectic days where like we wake up super early in the morning and go to the airport. And you sent me, Champagne Supernova and
Red Wine Supernova.
I'm thinking, see, you talked about Blood Orange, and there's a song that I know by Blood Orange called Champagne Coast. That's what it is.
Red Wine Supernova. So we put Supernova, it together, and
we have Oasis. Oasis is back also.
We got 2 hours.
Anyways,
don't get ahead of ourselves.
So Red Wine Supernova, and you sent me another one. I don't know if
one of them.
You sent me one of them. But it was great. Chapel Roan's great. You've been on the wave for sure.
And I think it's also really cool that there is space for like explicitly, you know, queer pop music in
like JoJo Siwa.
Well, you know, she famously invented the genre.
Right, famously.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I will not be playing any of her songs today.
No.
Not because they're explicit, but because I don't like them.
I don't like them.
I think she's annoying. Though I do like, I really like watching her like Instagram reels whenever they pop up. I'm never skipping those. Never ever.
Never.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, just thinking about JoJo Siwa now. Whoa.
All right, what do we have? What do we have next?
All right, yeah, we're going to do Taste by Sabrina Carpenter.
Yep.
I would do Espresso, the song we were just talking about, but she's
explicit.
A little explicit.
It's explicit.
So, Taste, when this song first came out, it was just stuck in my head, especially the chorus.
Mm.
Are you familiar with the song?
I'm familiar with this song.
Yeah, so to all of our listeners, when you hear the chorus, you will understand.
Yeah.
All right, so here is Taste by Sabrina Carpenter. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty. Oh, I turned on the wrong one. Let's try that again.
And you're wondering why half his clothes went missing. My body's where they're at. Now I'm gone, but you're still laying next to me. 1 degree of separation. But my kink is watching you. Jealous, but my kink is watching you. Ruin your life. You losing your mind. You tell.
through hell and you're hating yourself. I'm feeling myself, it's hot. When you know that you're caught and you're getting pissed off, it's getting me off. It's hot, it's hot. Oh God, oh God, oh God. People say I'm jealous, but my kink is watching you.
Alright, welcome back, you guys. That one was Killing Time by Magdalena Bay. Before that, we had My Kink is Karma by Chapel Roan. That new Magdalena Bay song is off of their recent album called Imaginal Disc. It came out mid-August. I'm a big fan of it. It's really, it's like Magdalena Bay at their weirdest, which that is a big compliment, in my personal opinion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What did you think of that song?
I really liked it. I honestly, I'm a big fan of like, for me, what does it a lot is the synth hits in the background on. Mm-hmm. Let's get music theory
oh,
here on
yeah.
the sync on like the syncopated on the offbeats. They're a little like the dun, dun, like it's a little ahead of everything, and mm-hmm. I love it. I think in terms of music, it just gets that like kind of like moving feeling going.
Yeah.
I like
danceability.
Danceability.
That one. It does. I don't really want to like, you know, rage to that song. I want to like do a little
sweat.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little head bob. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Anyways, so thank you for letting me get like music theory nerd in there.
No, of course. That's what the show is all about.
Fun fact, if you listen to Jolene really slowed down, you'll notice that Dolly Parton starts like she's like just ahead of the beat of like every downbeat every time she starts singing, and it like kind of just keeps the whole thing just like moving forward. It's really interesting.
Oh.
Anyways, things I learned from doing 4 years of choir.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
I love music.
Yeah. You know what? I think actually.
Yeah.
I was gonna play something else, but I might change up my show order. My shorter, if you
shorter,
will.
The shorter.
Yeah, because backstory behind this, on my show playlist today, I have three songs from the Sylvan Esso album, What Now, 2017 album.
Oh, is that the one that The Glow is on?
Yes.
Oh, I love that song.
Recently, Gonzalo and I are both e-board members, and we just had to, you know, update all our information on the WMFO website. So if you want to know more about us, go to WMFO.org if you are not already there streaming us live. One of the questions that was asked to us by our lovely webmaster Riley was, what is your favorite album of all time?
Ooh.
And you know, when like she sent out the form, she was like, okay guys, like make sure you send this in ASAP, like I really need to update it. And I was like, Riley, you can't just ask me what my favorite album of all time is and expect me to get you an answer in like 12 hours. So I sat with it, I meditated, and I was like, I really do think that it's What Now by Sylvan Esso.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's really funny because I had the opposite experience.
Really?
I know exactly what my favorite album is of all time is. And it's AM by the Arctic Monkeys.
We'll definitely hear some music from that
later.
Oh,
for sure. Like in my hour, I will be playing some Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah.
I love them.
Well, I was either gonna say What Now or Assume Form by James Blake, which is, I feel like I talk about this all the time, but I think it's a great album filled with beautiful love songs. But you know, based on like what I've been listening to right now, I wanted something sort of dancey. So I'm gonna play Just Dancing. This one is by Sylvan Esso off their album What Now.
We'll be right back. measures are fast now. They're going insane. All the kids on the block, yeah, they want that fame. Twisting like a cap now, they're loving their pain. Jumping, burning high, yeah, practiced alone for days. They want all the invisible eyes on them. They want all the invisible eyes. Now what you gonna do about a dance for the camera dance, for the shut up dance, for your mama dance, with a kick, jump, twist. Oh, but they look good, yeah. Mascara dripping slow down. Oh, but they're turning your way. Dance for the camera, dance for the shutterbug, dance for your mama, dance with a kick, jump, twist.
That was Kick, Jump, Twist by Sylvan Esso. Right before that, we had Just Dancing, also by Sylvan Esso.
Yes.
Once we started playing Just Dancing, I was like, I do need another song.
I want
them.
Another. I want another.
Immediately. but yeah, they're just fantastic. Before we keep playing some music, I have a quick thing that I just want to say.
What do you want to say, AC?
Because I want to talk about pedestrian safety super quick.
This is very important.
Yeah, so pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you are driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road for sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. it is the lot of stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford.
Yeah, really? Real important.
So important stuff. Yeah.
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 Why are you laughing, Gonzalo?
Why am I laughing?
We don't have to. Also, don't.
No,
have
we
to,
can. Okay. I'll mention it briefly.
Okay.
Two highlights for this week. A lot of things have like gone kaput on me this week. One being my iPad, which was not that big of a deal in all honesty, because a couple nights ago my car got hit while it was parked at, and that's all I'll say. Everyone's fine. No, nobody got hurt. My car's just a little dented.
It's just a little unfortunate.
Which is a little unfortunate. So yeah, be safe on the roads. Do your pot.
Do your pot.
And don't text and drive.
For sure.
For sure.
All right. So up next, we're gonna play On and Off by Maggie Rogers.
Ooh, great song.
On.
Alright, everyone, welcome back.
Hello.
This is Indie Trash with Alicia, and we also have Gonzalo here in the station.
Hello.
As we usually do. So that one was Losing You by Solange, and then before that we had On and Off by Maggie Rogers. Two really awesome songs.
Excellent music.
Yeah. I feel like Losing You is such a fun one.
Yeah. We roamed around the studio while that song was on. Mm-hmm. I was just kind of bopping around.
Exploring. This is such a fun place to explore. If you are a fellow DJ listening, you know what I'm talking about. I love bringing people here, even if they're not coming.
Oh my God, I love it so much.
And just have them like look at everything on the walls. Right now, my new favorite relic in the station, we have like a voodoo doll version of Anthony Fantano, and there's lots of pins in it. It's like he's suffering for his sins.
Yeah, the one that I don't often see, that I only see when like I'm on somebody else's show, is that I'm only reminded of when I'm on somebody else's show, is the one above the, like, right when you walk into the studio, there's a bunch of drawings of like bears and wombats and hedgehogs.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And it's so cute.
And they're like really good drawings too.
They're like really good drawings. Emilio the wombat. I can't read the name of the. There's Bruce the bear, and there's
Brilla or Brillo, in Brillo pad.
Brillo. I don't know. Is it Brita? Is it Brita the water filter? Like the water filter. I think I see L's also.
Yeah.
Anyways, they're all really cute, and I like them a lot.
Yeah. One of the many benefits of having an art school here.
Yeah.
You get really cute drawings in
really
the station.
The station's a lot of fun. It's so cool in here.
That's fantastic.
It's so great.
Yeah.
Okay. Do it.
I was going to say, I think the next song I'm going to do is Uncle Ace by Blood Orange. This one I was introduced to via Challengers, the movie.
Mm.
And we were talking about, you know, indulging in pop music earlier during the show.
Yeah, yeah.
I was saying, like, you know, I didn't, like, really come all the way back around to, like, very, like, poppy vibe until I watched Challengers, because the music is almost, like, entirely, you know, pop music, but like a EDM dance kind of vibe. And I think it is a really cool stylistic choice to do like EDM for a sports movie. Cause most times you do very like, I don't know, like heroic orchestral music. You know, not exactly what I had in mind, but like I hear you and I see you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm thinking more like, you know,
I know what you
like
mean.
Like The Boys in the Boat.
Yeah, oh, I haven't seen the movie yet.
I didn't like it.
Oh. Uh-oh.
I don't know. I'm being picky. I'm being annoying about it.
Yeah, I mean, if anybody's going to be annoying about it, like any rower is going to be annoying about it, right?
Yeah, like I'm a rower with a letterboxed. Like I'm double, triple annoying about it on all fronts. I wasn't expecting that one to get you so good.
I'm a rower with a letterbox. No.
Let me live.
No.
Like, no.
This didn't get everything right.
They're not getting everything right. And there's so many, like, useless montages. Why are we montaging so much right now? That was my main gripe with the movie. Just like the training.
Montage.
Yeah, and then you'll see the coach like give a thumbs down, and then the eights spin around and they do the thing again.
That's so not how it works.
Imagine getting a thumbs down from your coach.
Do you want to hear something crazy?
Tell me.
So I'll show you this photo when we play our next song. But my senior year of high school, I was in a boat that placed third at nationals. Super fun, great time. My coach at that point had won 9 nationals in the quad. Like he had put out like 9 national.
And you had like a crazy coach,
I had a crazy
right?
coach. So his name is, I love him first and foremost. His name is Jan. He and his wife, Olga, run the boathouse together. They are like in their late 70s from the USSR, thick Russian accent. Olga would like plug her microphone into the foghorn of her launch and yell, so everybody on the river knew her. But they were awesome coaches. Jan, after we placed third, like at the medal ceremony, like there's a photo of like the four of us being like, oh my god, like, you know, like we weren't winning that race, like there was no shot. So we were all real happy.
Well, yeah.
We did super well. We were all really happy. Like, we raced to our fullest extent. Mm-hmm. And Jan's there, like, with a half smile and his thumb to the side.
Thumb
to the side. And that's just who he is. He was like proud of us. He was like, you guys weren't gonna win that. We were like, no. He was like, just go for it. And we did. But he was just, that's just like kind of who he is.
That's really funny.
It's really funny. I love Jan. Anyways, yeah, I can't imagine like having like a, like that's just so not how like rowing works, because at a certain point you're just not, like if somebody's like thumbs down, do it again, you're like,
Yeah.
Like it's not gonna get better.
Yeah. Well, another aspect of the movie that was like, it was George Clooney's directorial debut.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It was just very safe, very formulaic, which I understand is like your first movie that you're directing. And, you know, he's given, like, $1 billion for the budget because he's George Clooney.
Because he's George Clooney.
Yeah. I want to see, like, a really exciting rowing movie.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know. That's kind of, like, the most exciting thing that's happened in, like, U.S. rowing ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Actually.
Like, that's, like, so... Like, the story is so compelling. Like, there's no wonder they made a movie out of it.
Oh, of course.
But now, I don't know. I think rowing is a hard sport for spectators.
That is a really good point. See, now I am just being annoying about it.
No, you're right, because I'm with you. I would love to have a super exciting rowing movie.
Yeah, but like, what are you gonna? It's like a, like, you know, like 7 minutes. Like,
right, it's like, whoa.
You can't, you know, have like the highs and lows of high school football in a 7 minutes.
No.
Do you get that reference?
Vaguely, no.
Riverdale?
No.
Okay, never mind. Never mind.
Never mind.
All right. On that note, we are gonna do. Gonna do Uncle Ace by Blood Orange.
Ciao, ciao.
All right, you guys. So that one was Uncle Ace by Blood Orange. And this has been Alicia, and you've been listening to my show Indie Trash on 91.5 FM, WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And that's pretty much the end of my time. Gonzalo, do you want to play something awesome?
I do want to play something awesome.
Okay.
See, I'm debating right now whether or not I want to play a song that I found over the summer or a song that I found really recently it's a Hozier song. It's fantastic. It's so good. I'm actually going to do it.
Okay.
This is one that I re-listened to Unreal on Earth again like a week ago. And
I need to fully listen to the album.
Oh my
finally.
God. Have you heard Farewell?
No.
Okay. Well, this is Farewell by Hozier. Do enjoy.
Trying to feel good.